I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root programming podcast, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Wonder Root's program manager and art center manager, Jess Bernhardt. Jess, how are you?
Very well. Thanks, Floyd. How are you?
Doing very well. Always happy to have some time with you. We have not had a podcast moment in a while, so this feels good.
It does feel good.
So what's new in your world of art center managing as well as this new program area for you?
Well, we've had a film night last week that was very successful. It was a great program, really good lineup. And thanks again to the Plaza Theater and the Atlanta Film Festival for continuing to work on that program with us. We love being part of that. So that was last Thursday night, and I think it went really, really well. We had some winners from that night.
Winners. We love winners.
Yeah. Everybody loves winners.
Yes. Who doesn't love winners?
Losers.
Well, I guess so. I guess so. That is very fair. But let's talk about the winners, though.
Okay. We introduced a new prize at this last local film night. We introduced the prize of Wonder Film, which is the film that most aligns with Wonder Root's mission to unite artists and community to inspire positive social change. And our jurors were from Videodrome, so we kind of gave them that task to decide which was the Wonder Film. And they awarded that to Bill Guzik's Magic Cloud, which is a documentary about the Back Pockets music
ensemble
experience that Videodrome felt had the most DIY aspect and kind of had this community and artistic element and so on. So they gave the Wonder Film Prize to Magic Cloud by Bill Guzik. They gave the Jury Prize to Motherfucker Never Loved Us by Daniel Deadweiler, which is part of a larger performance piece that we'll also be showing at Ladyfest. So if you missed it with us, please check it out there. It's a great piece. And at Ladyfest, we'll have a live performance component. And then we had an audience award. And it was the first time we had ever done that.
Really?
Yeah.
What took us so long?
I don't know.
All right.
It was cool. It went pretty smoothly.
Okay. So we had the Wonder Film Award. Mm-hmm. We had the Jury mm-hmm. Award. And now we have the Audience Award.
And now we have an Audience Award.
All right.
So we told Josie to go up and, well, we didn't tell Josie to go up. Josie went up mm-hmm. and had a Q&A with the filmmakers. Meanwhile, I and many other volunteers ran through the audience collecting these little ballots, and people tore them in incredibly creative ways. We told people to tear down the ballot on the name of the film that they wanted, and some people left only the name of the film that they, you know, tore off all the others. And some just gave us the little, tore off the name of the film they wanted and gave us the little chit. So that was kind of a fun experience, seeing how people interpreted that instruction. And the winner of the Audience Award was Friends Like Mine by Nicole Kovacs, a narrative film.
How many films were in the film screening?
There were 8 films.
Okay.
They were a little bit longer, and so we only had 8. I thought they were all very strong.
All right. Well, for those who are listening who are curious about the next screening, what can they do to be part of the fun?
Mm-hmm. Submissions opened yesterday. So we are already accepting submissions for the next film night. You can get to those on Film Freeway, and you can also find the links to that through our website, wonderroot.org. You can also get on Film Freeway and just search for Wonderroot, and it'll pop right up. You have to be a Georgia filmmaker, and it has to be fewer than 20 minutes.
And what is the window for that, for the submission?
The submissions will close on August 31st.
Okay, so that's a while.
Yeah, you've got a while.
All right.
Yeah, and the screening will be in September. I won't give a specific date because we're hammering it out, but either the second or third week of September.
Okay. So now we've got film covered. Or do
we? Insofar as we can ever say everything about anything.
Sure. Okay. Are you sure about that?
On.
All right. No. I want to give ample time for everything. So moving on to Loose Change Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
What's new with Loose Change Magazine?
There are a lot of exciting things happening with Loose Change Magazine.
Like what?
We've got the 5.2 issue coming out in the next month, which has some really, really strong writing that'll be very exciting. It's an online publication, so find it online. We also have coming up chapbook releases. by Laura Carter and Johnny Drago. So we're still shopping those and designing them and so on, but I'm really excited to put those out into the world. These will be the first chapbooks that Wonderroot has released. So okay. We're kind of turning into a small press. Accidentally?
Or
intentionally.
I was about to say that. Accidentally sounds, this doesn't sound positive.
Accidentally insofar as this is what the people want.
Maybe more like serendipitously.
Yeah, okay, serendipitously.
Okay. And just for clarification's sake, the submission window for Loose Change 5.2 is closed, correct?
That is correct. The window to submit to 5.2 is closed, and that issue is coming out in the next month. We'll have a reading at the Highland Ballroom, which is always a lot of fun. It's open to everybody, so come on in. Here's some great local writers and local readers. And Johnny Drago, our current writer in residence, will be reading. He's a fan favorite.
He is a fan favorite, yes.
And if you want to get in touch with Johnny Drago, because he's very much in demand, you can email him at jdrago@loosechangemagazine.org. He has office hours at the Wonderroot Community Arts Center on the first Saturday of every month. So you can come in and set it up with him, or he won't be here, but set it up with him and then come in and meet him, and he will help you workshop anything that you're working on, or now, brainstorm, or whatever.
Yeah. Johnny is also teaching a class called Writing for Performance in conjunction with Loose Change Magazine, correct?
That is correct.
Talk more about that.
That has been an overwhelmingly successful class. We're so excited to be offering it. The first round is currently full due to his
popularity
and strong class proposal. And we're excited that we're going to be able to offer it again a little later on. So in the fall, we will be hosting Writing for Performance again.
Okay. And for those of you who are listening, you can find out more about that class in the Artists Helping Artists section of the Wonderroot website. So feel free to take a gander at that and learn all about that class and sign up for the next session. Jess, it's time to talk about my favorite portion of what you do. Volunteering. You already know. This is my favorite part because I think this is one of those avenues in which everyone who is interested can get involved with Wonderroot. So talk about volunteering, whether it relates to current opportunities or future opportunities. Just sort of talk about volunteering in totality.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's...
That's heavy.
That's a task.
That is heavy.
How much time you got, Floyd? volunteering. Currently, we have an amazing raft of volunteers.
A raft. Okay.
And I float down the River of Wonderroot on them. it's super solid. We've had folks who have been with us for 2 years. So many familiar, friendly, wonderful faces in our Wonderroot family. So, as always, apply to be a Wonderroot front office volunteer. But know that right now we don't actually have any space. Because
what?
I know there's so much demand for being part of the Wonderroot family.
Wow.
It's actually gotten kind of competitive.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah. However, there are lots of other ways to get involved as well. And I don't say that to dissuade anybody from, getting on board. Please, by all means, do. But you can also become a sound engineer with Wonderroot, which is a really, really amazing way of giving back and a really amazing opportunity to brush up on your skills in the recording studio. We have volunteer sound engineers that work for 3 hours a week with our members to help them get the best recording possible. It's a volunteer position, obviously. It's unpaid. But it's really great if you want to learn more about working in a recording studio, beef up those skills. We've had a lot of people come in and be sound engineers with us who have gone on to be professional sound engineers because they've got that under their belt. So that's one of the ways.
All right.
We're also open for community service. I think people maybe don't know this as much as they should. So if you or someone you know needs to get a few community service hours under their belt, if it's a school requirement or a legal requirement, we are well set up for that. So come on in. We can always use the help.
Now, Jess, I do want to go back to the full slate or raft of volunteers, as you called it. That's for the Arts Center volunteers. Mm-hmm. But there are also volunteer opportunities for special events, right? So if someone isn't able to commit 5 hours a week every week. Mm-hmm. There may be opportunities for special events where someone may be needed to help, you know, set up something, break down something, take names. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
Yeah. If you're interested in becoming a special volunteer or an occasional volunteer, feel free to reach out to us about that as well. We maintain a list of all the folks who want to get involved with Wonderoot but don't have the space in their schedules to fit us in that regularly. And we reach out to you whenever we have something coming up that needs extra hands, extra help. And as Floyd, as you said, you know, it's typically checking people in, being a bartender, being a photographer, helping package things, helping run the silent auction, whatever it is. They're usually pretty fun opportunities. And you can let us know whether that is something you're interested in, whether it fits in your schedule, and we'll pop you in there.
All right. Now, the last part about volunteering, or I guess it's not related to volunteering, it's more so another option for students, and that is interning. Mm-hmm. So talk about the internship process, if you will.
Sure. We have three internships each year. We have one in the spring that follows the spring school semester. We have one over the summer that's sort of 8-9 weeks long. And we have another fall semester internship. And I think they're pretty cool.
I would agree.
Our interns are pretty cool.
I would definitely agree with that.
We've got three great interns right now. We have three in each season. Uniformly fantastic people. And if you're interested in interning, we've recently restructured our internship. We have three interns at any given time, and conveniently, we also have three program managers at any given time.
Conveniently.
Yeah. That is an accident. That's. So this summer, we're starting we're embarking on a new way of doing things where each intern is assigned to one program manager. And it's a much closer working relationship. It's very side by side. You go to the same meetings, you know, share work, move things back and forth. I think it's just a good sort of bounce back and forth between the interns and the program managers.
Okay, I would agree.
Yeah, and it's a good, in general, between everybody, all the staff working, it's good collaborative feeling. So, you know, I think we're not too possessive about the interns.
Yeah.
They're support for everybody. And hopefully we're support for them.
I would agree, yeah. Now, for that, I know that we're in the summertime. So mm-hmm. for those students, Jess, who are currently out for the summer and thinking about volunteering or I would say interning at Wonderoot in the fall during the school year, what should they do or what should they look for as it relates to us?
They should go ahead and reach out to me now if they're interested in applying. I'm not currently interviewing, but I will be later in the summer. So it's great if you're thinking about it now while you have it at the top of your mind, just reach out and say, hey, I'm interested in this. I'll keep your name on a list. And then when I'm ready to start the interview process, I'll reach back out and get CVs and cover letters and things like that from folks. So it doesn't need to be a big thing. Feel free to just reach out to me now with like, hey, I'm really interested in hearing more about the internship later on. I'll also send you the description and things like that so you can be a little more equipped with what the internship entails. So go ahead and get in touch now. You can email volunteer@wonderoot.org or jess@wonderoot.org to get my direct line.
All right. Well, Jess, sadly, I believe that's just about it for this time around on the podcast. Is there anything else that we did not cover that you would love for all of the folks in our community to learn about either film, Loose Change Magazine, or volunteering and interning?
Heavens. I don't know.
We covered it all.
I think we did. I could stay here and talk to you forever, Floyd.
And I would appreciate that. But I think as it relates to this podcast, we've covered it all.
We can switch the mic off and just stay in here.
And just talk for the rest of the day.
About volunteering.
Mm-hmm. We sure could. We sure could.
One thing I will add about volunteering is because we do have such overwhelming community support from folks who are reaching out saying, hey, I want to volunteer, we've introduced this glamorous new position, which is just kind of like it's similar to community service, but it's if you don't actually need service, you just want to help Wonderoot and you've got some skills, like mopping, you can come in.
Skilled moppers.
Yeah, skilled moppers.
Okay.
Need look no further for opportunities to. So we've got folks who have started coming in and doing that, which is really, really wonderful. We need all the help we can get around here, keeping this place as a resource for the community. So
sure.
If you've got time and it's not super, it's not like, oh, I've got 2 to 3 every Monday. It doesn't have to be that. It can just be like, hey, I've got a little extra time right now, and I want to help out Wonderoot. Feel free to just drop by. We are super excited to see you and open to that, and we will happily press a mop into your hands.
All right. One thing that you didn't mention, Jess, group volunteering. Mm-hmm. If you are a part of a group or you lead a group or you would like to get several folks together to do some volunteering or do a cleanup day or something along those lines, how would they make that happen?
There are lots of ways of making that happen. Again, the best, the fastest way is always to just email me.
Okay.
You know, and we can set things up. But we have groups coming through that are from churches, from universities in Michigan, from middle schools. We've got lots of different groups coming through. We also have groups coming through that are friends. You know, people who are like, hey, we want to give back to the community on a Saturday morning. So they come mop and and do lots of things, really like spruce up the place, and then they go have brunch. So if you're among that cohort, we had the group that came was called the Uterine Union, who was doing that, and they were really cool. We also work a lot with Alternative Breaks or the Medici Project, and those are really wonderful days for us because we're able to bust out a lot of work that we could not achieve on our own, and it's good to have those spirits and energies in here, cleaning up and building things.
All right. Jess Bernhardt, Wonderoot's Arts Center Manager and Program Manager. Jess, once again, let everyone know how they can reach out to you directly.
People can reach out to me directly at jess@wonderoot.org.
All right. Jess, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Floyd.